You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
What is it?
I can't put my arms out!
Oh, maybe you need a timeout.
Ow! Solomon Nutcracker! He took my picture!
How did my hair look?
Hello, rabbit! I just wanted to hug!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Sean. ChristmasPodcast.com is a place to stay up to date on a daily basis. You get them newer than once a week podcasts, and you can also get a whole bunch of other stuff. You can get the links to their podcasts and listen to them as you wish. Also, subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Keep yourself up to date. Christmas Podcast Day is November 1st, right around the corner here. I expect this upcoming week to be huge. This past week wasn't no small one by itself, so let's get you caught up on what happened and what dropped this past week.
How does he do that?
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of October 22nd through the 28th. The Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 22nd titled Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Jack begins with a heartwarming story from Suzanne Bratcher-Titcher. Then it's wonderful Christmas time, and he has more Christmas events and traditions from Bob Baker. He then looks at roasted chestnuts and discusses the history of this delicacy and why it's not so widespread these days. Next up is an interview with Paula Horwood, the creator of Bobbicles. These are a fantastic decoration to hang on your tree that you can store an engagement ring or jewelry in for your loved one. Want to know why it's the Brits that say boot, but people in the U.S. that say trunk? Well, Bob Baker is going to explain it for you, and do you hear what I hear? Then it's the quiz. And then another heartwarming story, this time from John McAllister. The episode's recommendation is the Happy Halloween podcast hosted by friend of the show, Tony Dixon. Closer to Christmas podcast, an episode on the 22nd titled A Very Duke Cannon Christmas. Charlie talks about how he loves special holiday limited edition products, but also wonders, have you ever wanted to smell like the holidays? Well, on this episode, he's reviewing the holiday-scented offerings from Duke Cannon Supply Company. Join Charlie as he discusses the 6 holiday-scented soaps that he recently picked up and plans on smelling like well into the new year. Buckle up, this is most likely the oddest holiday item reviewed on a podcast. Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 23rd titled Cole's Christmas Music CDs. Gary Eaton joins Ricky and Mary to talk about compiling the affordable and beautiful Christmas music CDs sold at department stores, specifically Cole's. Snow and Salttown Podcast, an episode on October 23rd titled Season 4 Preview. The first episode will be available on the main podcast feed on November 9th. Mike and Rusty have a fun season planned, and this short episode lists everything they'll be covering in season 4 episodes. Anna and the Apocalypse from 2017, Cricket on the Hearth from 1967, The Beatles Christmas Collection, Frosty the Snowman from 1969, The Four Seasons Greetings from 1962, The Bishop's Wife from 1947, How I Met Your Mother, How Lily Stole Christmas from 2006, Twisted Sister, A Twisted Christmas from 2006, Beavis and Butthead Christmas episodes, Kenny and Dolly, Once Upon a Christmas from 1984, Fred Claus from 2007, The Simpsons Miracle on Evergreen Terrace from 1997, and Elvis Sings The Wonderful World of Christmas from 1971. North Pole Podcast, an episode on October 23rd, titled Questions from Teachers Answered. Elves Frank Murr and Crash Murphy go on a wide-ranging discussion about some of the most basic questions about Santa and the North Pole. Timeless questions about the naughty list, Mrs. Claus's first name, and even Santa's puppy named Sprinkles are all addressed in this fun episode. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on October 23rd titled, Are Pets and Christmas a Disaster Just Waiting to Happen? Liam and Ness uncover an idea that claims to dramatically cut your Christmas spending, but is it worth it? They find out. Then they ask the question, is having pets around at Christmas a disaster waiting to happen? Liam's dog has already caused mayhem, and it's still 2 months till Christmas. You won't believe what his cute puppy did. Plus, Ness gives all the tree decorating tips you'll need to set up the most amazing tree your whole street will be talking about. Christmas Countdown Show podcast, an episode on October 23rd titled Top 5 Destinations to Celebrate the Holiday Season. Eric and Danny are going global as they count down each of their top 5 dream destinations to celebrate the holiday season. The guys chat about why they picked each location, plus share fun facts and activities to check out in each location. Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on October 23rd titled Meet the Stevens. Ken talks to Chase, John, Josh, and Seth from the Stevens, a band who produce music based on the works of Stephen King. They talked about how they got started doing this, leading up to the release of their first album, The Stevens, which was released earlier this year. They also talked about their passion for punk rock, as well as their passion for King's books. And they teased a few songs that are in the works and could be out on their next release. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on October 24th, titled Friday the 13th with Matt McGrath. Horror expert Matt McGrath from Nostaljunk joins Jerry to talk the blatant cash grab that was the awesomeness of Friday the 13th. When Camp Crystal Lake is going to reopen, a group of unsuspecting teenagers are brutally slaughtered one by one. Randy teens? Check. Copious amounts of gory death? Yep. Twist ending? The twistiest. So grab your machete, hop in a canoe, and drift to the center of the lake with this episode. Tis the podcast, an episode on October 24th, titled Welcome Foolish Muppets, Muppets Haunted Mansion. While Anthony is missing, Julie and Tom are joined by the incredible Mike Westfall of the always amazing and informative Advent Calendar House to discuss the 2021 Disney Plus original Muppets Haunted Mansion. Is there anyone better than Mike to have on an episode dealing with not only Jim Henson's iconic creations, but also an iconic Disney attraction? Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast, an episode on October 24th titled We Wish You a Happy. Scott's talking about the 2010 compilation We Wish You a Happy. Christmas Creeps podcast, an episode on October 24th titled Bloodbeat. Home for the Horror Days continues with one of the more bizarre films the boys have ever covered. Bloodbeat. A family hunting trip in the Wisconsin wilderness is interrupted by the vengeful spirit of a dead samurai, and it's up to the two psychic women of the house to stop him. Or at least that's what the boys think is going on here. Bloodbeat is a bunch of loosely interpreted ends in search of a movie, and it's the boys' job to twist those ends into some kind of narrative sense. They also spend some time discussing apple picking, mellow cream candies for old people, waterbeds, the films of Jim Wynorski and James Cameron, and so much more. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on October 25th titled Pecan Pie. This dessert is a staple for the holidays in the American South. Its filling comes from trees which grow all along America's southeast coast. This pie will contain almost 80 of this mighty nut, and 1 ounce provides 10% of your daily fiber intake, with the U.S. providing over 80% of the world's supply. With the help of a sweet, sticky syrup, this dessert has become synonymous with Christmas in many households. Glenn's exploring the history and origins of pecan pie. TGI podcast, an episode on October 25th titled Parks and Rec, Meet and Greet, Halloween. After delving into his favorite movies last episode, Matt's back with an episode review, this time covering Meet and Greet from the fourth season of Parks and Rec. He talks about his history with the show, one of his favorite gags of this episode, and as always, determines whether or not this should be deemed a classic. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, an episode on October 25th titled 75 Years of Toys for Tots. On this episode, Tim celebrates the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots. He also takes some time to honor lost legend Angela Lansbury, counts down the top 5 Christmas movie villains, recasts the Santa Claus, continues to sing the praises of Underneath the Tree, and gives you a chance to win a copy of Brian Earle's new book, Christmas Past, The Fascinating Stories Behind Our Favorite Holidays Traditions. Christmas Morning podcast, an episode on October 26th titled 60 Days Until Christmas. Santa by the Minute podcast, an episode on October 26th titled Minute 102, Donner Completes the Loop. In a desperate attempt to save Joe and Patch before it's too late, Donner summons enough courage to complete the super-duper looper. It's a thrilling minute with a big explosion, a daring rescue, and some cartoon logic. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 102 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on October 27th titled Mask, UK Comic Issues with Sean, Jay, and Scott. Jerry has his team of covert operatives working overtime fighting crime. I, along with Jay and Scott from Jingle Jink and Tinsel Toons, joins Jerry riding hot on Venom's trail talking the Mask UK Comics Christmas issues. Are there villains dressed as Santa? Yep. Are there transforming vehicles? Sometimes. Are there plot contrivances and 80s robots? Always. So grab your Spectrum mask, hop in Thunderhawk, and let those laser rays fire away while listening to this episode. Christmas Countdown Show podcast had an episode on October 27th titled Top 5 Christmas Traditions from Around the World. Eric and Danny are going global, yet again, as they count down each of their top 5 favorite Christmas traditions from around the world. The guys chat about why they picked each tradition, plus share fun facts and a bit of the history behind each tradition. Christmas Clatter podcast had an episode on October 27th titled It's a Prequel to the Christmas Chronicles. In this spooky Halloween special, the guy who doesn't really like horror movies gives out his top 10 favorite horror movies. The real question is, will any of them actually be horror movies? Find out as Todd takes a quick break from Christmas and celebrates Halloween, otherwise known as the last speed bump before Christmas. Sounds of Christmas podcast on episode on October 27th titled The Star Wars Holiday Special. Just in time for Halloween, Ken talked with Lassa from It's a 90s Christmas Pod and me about the scariest thing this podcast has ever talked about, the Star Wars Holiday Special. We talked about the music, the guest stars, and why we believe the whole thing was a scam. In fact, we take such a deep dive into the special that we talk about it for nearly as long as the special ran. Well, about half as long. Christmas Alphabet podcast, an episode on October 27th titled Christmas Alphabet Y. Wayne faces the challenge of all things Christmas starting with the letter Y. There is Yule and the Yule Log, both chocolate and wooden. There are some Yuletide songs such as You Make It Feel Like Christmas, The Yorkshire Wassail, and You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. 12 Days podcast, an episode on October 27th titled Big Daddy Krampus. Kara and Dan discuss the lore of Krampus, where Krampus ranks among the horror classic movies, and get excited about Spooky Christmas. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on October 28th titled The Nightmare Before Christmas with Kristen Searing. Art's in the Halloween and Christmas spirit as he has Kristen Searing, the host of Holidays After Dark podcast, on to talk about one of their favorite films, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. They talk about the film and the fantastic music, memories of the movie, favorite songs and lines, and of course, they discuss Christmas too.
Yo, Bob, break's over.
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com, where you can review any or all of the episodes we have there. You can find links to those episodes so you can download them for your listening pleasure, and you can find a way to get in contact with me to let me know what you want to hear on this episode, any kind of new podcasts that may be out there or anything like that. Feedback is always welcome. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shish Spring Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.